This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Teachers at Naperville School District 203 will strike on Tuesday if they don't have a contract deal. The union made the announcement after a negotiating session in which they said administrators' base salary proposal was lower than previous ones. The West Suburban School District serves about 16,000 students. A federally mediated negotiating session occurred on Friday. For decades, Illinois has been in crisis mode trying to fund the state's pension systems. But a new report shows the state is slowly making progress. My colleague, Mawa Iqbal, reports while the numbers aren't improving, they seem to be stabilizing. The legislature's nonpartisan research unit looked at the state's five retirement systems, covering government workers, judges, and public school teachers outside of Chicago. In 2024, taxpayers were on the hook for $144 billion for those pension systems, up from the previous year, but not the highest it's ever been. The group also looked at how close those pension systems were to being fully funded. The systems were 46% funded, the second best fiscal position in the past 15 years. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is signing a new law aimed at giving journalists greater protections against retaliatory lawsuits. My colleague, Alex Degman, reports the governor's move stems from a former state official's defamation lawsuit against the Chicago Sun-Times over a series of articles on tax breaks for Chicago's Trump Tower. Last year, the Illinois Supreme Court rejected the paper's effort to dismiss the case. The Sun-Times argued it was protected under a statute that bars lawsuits seeking to silence opposing viewpoints through intimidation. But the former official maintained the law didn't apply to journalists. Now it does. The new law empowers news organizations to recoup attorney's fees if a judge finds a plaintiff's lawsuit to be frivolous. Pritzker says it's important to protect Illinois journalists when the Trump administration is targeting the media. And if you look to the skies this weekend, there won't be much to see. It's a new moon. But that's not just any new moon. The Sun-Times reports the orb set to rise on Saturday is a black moon. The Adler Planetarium says black moons happen by chance every few years, and it's a great time to observe the night sky without the moon's brightness. You're listening to The Rundown.
It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kerr.
We used to get chop suey sometimes, and I also remember turkey a la king.
When Ray Salazar talks about food, you can almost hear his mouth watering.
It was just kind of like stick to your ribs in the middle of the day, and it just made you feel warm and feel good. And then back in the day, we could get a slice of fresh baked chocolate frosted cake.
He's not talking about his grandma's cooking or eating out at his favorite restaurant. He's talking about lunches served at the Chicago Public Schools he went to growing up. That was more than 30 years ago. He knows this would shock the CPS kids of today. He's a teacher at Hancock College Prep, a high school on the far southwest side. Now, the school lunches, he says, seem to be getting worse and worse.
Sad hamburgers, as one student described them to me. There's like a handful of chicken nugget things and like an apple. And it just, I look at it and I'm just like, wow, is this what's supposed to nourish our students?
The kids concur.
The food is not that good.
So, no.
Like everything is just, no, it's disgusting.
Sometimes they don't have flavor, and sometimes, like, it's just, like, really cold, or, like the food is, like, kind of hard to eat.
These students are at Hanson Park Elementary on the northwest side. Rising sixth grader Ariella says she'll sometimes eat pizza and chicken patties. But overall, even the things that you think were pretty hard to mess up get bad reviews.
Probably the white rice. Like, sometimes I find, like, hard pieces of the rice in it. Like, it's not cooked.
Our question asker, Ray Salazar, wants to know, how did CPS lunches go from delicious to disappointing? To get the answer, I went right to the source. Two lunch ladies, both of whom have been working at Chicago Public Schools for decades, and just by happenstance, are both named Maria.
Maria Perez. November 8th is going to be 32.
Oh, wow.
I started in 1993.
Maria Perez is the lunchroom manager at Solario High School. She knows why lunch isn't the way it used to be.
It's not a scratch food. That scratch food, that was long time ago. Now, we heat it up.
CPS cooks of the past followed district recipes, and Perez says the food was probably better because they could add their own flair. The other Maria, Maria Astorga, works at Sandoval Elementary School. She talks about how the food is delivered today. She's saying that the food, like the Salisbury steak, comes already prepared, and all she has to do is make gravy and potatoes. Both of those come in powder form, and she just mixes them together in a big machine. And why the change from homemade to processed? The answer is privatization. To save money. You know how back in 1995, the state legislature handed over complete control of the school district to the mayor of Chicago? Well, at that time, the door also swung wide open to privatization, with the expressed intent to make things more efficient and cheaper. Maria Astorga says that's when everything changed. More pre-made food meant CPS could downsize. Here's Maria Perez.
Now we don't have so many people working in the kitchen. But me got in 1,200 kids. We are six people in the kitchen. And when I started, that was like a 600-700, and we was like a 13-14 people working in the kitchen to set up all the food, because you need so many hands to do a scratch food.
The union representing lunchroom workers says in just the last 20 years, there's been a 44% staff decrease. And while there's fewer students in CPS, it doesn't match up with the drop in workers. On top of that, it's hard to hire lunchroom staff in the first place. It's a really low-paying job, about $31,000 a year, with hours smack in the middle of the day. Just this summer, CPS decided to eliminate 250 positions and announced that kids will get even fewer hot meals. Staffing aside, in recent years, there's been new health guidelines that limit the amount of sugar and salt in food. There used to be this famed CPS sugar cookie that, as I remember, melted in your mouth and tasted just right with that boxed chocolate milk. Perez says that would be a no-go today.
I think that's too much sugar.
So yeah, fewer workers, prepackaged foods, and a change in health guidelines, it all contributes to less taste. But let's be clear here. The lunch ladies, the Marias, they haven't changed. Astorga lights up when she talks about getting one student to eat oatmeal.
Ay, oatmeal? No, está buena.
Perez says when they can, they try to make the food taste better.
We got some options, especially with the pizza. And my school is like a 90% of Hispanic kids, so they like when we put jalapenos. They do love it. Yeah, they love it.
The Marias love their job. They love the children. And they're doing what they can with what they've got. For Curious City, I'm Sarah Karp.
Weather for today, sun and clouds, high near 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon sun, slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms, high near 81. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.